episode 1001, Turn Your Vow to Wow.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope your weekend is off to an incredible day. Yes, it is Relationship Builders Day, and we are talking about how to turn your vow to wow. No, we're not talking about sexual intimacy. I know, maybe that was the first thing that came to your mind, but I'm telling you, this is a good one. It's going to take a lot of heart and a lot of thought. You're going to want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I have to give a huge big shout out. Can you believe we are now into the episodes of the 1000s? Oh, yes, start the party. If you haven't been partying with me already, well, you know what? But have a drink on me, have an extra cupcake. I don't know. I don't need any of those calories, so you can have them all. But that is something to celebrate. And so today I'm here just really with a heart filled with gratitude. And I wanted to continue our series with relationship builders. And I thought about, well, what could I really talk about? And with our move, the selling of our house. Yes, we sold the house, if you haven't heard, which we are very excited. So now we get to look for our new home, which will then, I'm sure, pose more problems. However, the problems that we're facing right now is the separation, the distance between us, having to take care of a family, a dad away, a mom here, and then also taking care of our relationship as a unit, as one, you know, Him and I, and then God, a unity. And that is challenging when you don't have that, you know, togetherness all the time. Maybe you've experienced that. Maybe you have been separated because of being military. Your spouse has been sent away. Maybe business trips involved. Maybe it's actually just because of a true separation. You're like, we just need a break. Well, I believe that family is key, and family starts with two. And actually, it ends up being three, right? Because we intertwine our relationship with God. So it's the Trinity. But it starts with you and your spouse. And if you don't have that, you don't have much of a foundation built. Now, yes, if you're single, it's okay. You can get through life without being married. You can get through as a single parent. Yes, you can do that. But when you're in a relationship, a committed relationship, it takes work. And it's a foundation that God sees as holy. And He treats it as such. And so I really wanted to talk to you specifically about just stop going through the motions in your marriage. Meaning you're just going through life. Ignite your marriage and turn your vow to wow. I want you to take a look back in time on your wedding day. Does any of this sound familiar? I, Suzanne, take you, Joseph, to be my lawful wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. Now, when you think about those vows, it wasn't very long, was it? It was pretty short. Maybe you wrote your own vows. Maybe you haven't actually said them yet. Maybe you're engaged to be married and you're thinking about, well, what do I want to say? It's hard because you know what? We speak those words and they're forgotten. They truly are forgotten. Now, we might hear these traditional vows when we watch a movie and we might look at each other from across the room, or maybe we're right next to each other and we kind of give that little quick glance like, oh, remember when? And then we go back to doing our same old, same old. But I want to ask you, on your wedding day, what do you remember? What do you remember about that day? How did you feel? What was your first thought when you saw the man of your dreams, your groom or your bride? What do you remember? I can remember mine vividly. I was very much all in my wedding. There wasn't a detail that didn't pass this mind and this heart. It was just something that's how I don't know, I'm made, I guess. Because I talk to other women, they're like, oh, yeah, I kind of remember. Well, we had this catastrophe, and then we had that. And, yeah, and we danced, and finally we said, I do, and it was great. We partied, and then we went off to the honeymoon, and that was it. And then I look, and we start talking later in life, and they're like, yeah, well, you know, we're having a rough patch right now. I'm not real sure. Are you in tuned with your marriage right now as you were in tuned with your wedding day? It's unfortunate that we just kind of go through the motions. We think that our wedding day should be the best day, especially as us girls, right? We dream about it. We want these Cinderella beautiful weddings, whatever that looks like to you. Maybe your Cinderella, you know, wedding is on a beach. Maybe it's in a Las Vegas chapel. Maybe it's in your backyard. Whatever that Cinderella picture is to you, that's your wedding day. And we all have those dreams. We all want that special day. But that special day comes and goes, and then we have every other day to follow. Is every other day to follow a special day? Because it should be. Now I want you to fast forward to now. How alive is your marriage? Now be honest. Are you too comfortable in where you're simply, you know, going through your days without much thought? Is that what you're doing? You're just, you know, it's all rote. You don't give much thought to it. You're just like, nah, well, I'm just going through the day. This is great. Can't wait to get back into bed and start it all over again. Or is there that little sizzle? Because if you want that little sizzle, you want to ignite that marriage, you want to turn your vow to wow, you have to put in some effort. It just doesn't happen. Think about your wedding day. Did you just show up and everything was done? Okay, maybe for some of the women in the world, and even men, their wedding day was already planned for them. I look at the family in Britain, you know, the royal family, and I think, you know what? I don't think Kate just sat back and said, oh, you guys do whatever you want. I'll just show up for the day. Oh, no, no, no. She was very involved with her wedding day, with all the little details. God wants us to be involved in our marriage like we were in our wedding day. Are we doing that today? Because if you're not, well, it's time to turn your vow to wow. And this is your kiss, not the wedding kiss, but it's a kiss. The Keep It Simple strategy, connect your heart to your actions. I want you to think about that one for a minute. You're like, well, I'm kind of doing that. I tell him I love him. And then I make him dinner. That sounds like a wonderful, special, everyday day. Think about it. Really? I know. I'm touching on some things that are a little bit delicate here. Because I know in my marriage, when it got to be too rote related, that I wasn't putting much thought into it because my thought was, I've got the 5 kids, I'm homeschooling them, I got to take care of them, I've got to take care of the church and all the kids that I do and support there and that ministry, and I come home, I got to still take care of the dogs, and then, I mean, it's just one thing after another. And then it's like, well, aren't you there, babe? Aren't you supposed to be doing the same thing with me? And he's like, but what about me? What about us? What about you and I? What started this whole, well, craziness that is supposed to bring us happiness, and I'm not there. This is real stuff. This is real life. But it makes me so sad that we don't talk about the real life. Oh, yeah, we'll watch reality TV all we want, and we'll make comments. But we won't do anything for real in our own lives. We run away from reality. We hide from it. So it's time to connect your heart to your actions. And it's hard to do, but it's simple at the same time. I know there's a contradiction there. You know me, opposites attract. So let's break it down. You got to connect your heart to your thoughts, to your words, to your actions. And a lot of the times we are leaving half of those out. We have the heart. We think we have the heart. We pretend sometimes we have the heart. and we say, I love you, but we say, I love you like we say, I love chocolate. Oh, yeah. That's truth. It doesn't mean the same. You may indulge in chocolate. You may enjoy chocolate. But do you really love chocolate? Love the way God means with love. Love is patient. Love is kind. He didn't say love is chocolate. Heart to thoughts to words to action. It's truly giving from the heart and being intentional with your thoughts, with your words, and with your actions. Are we really following through with how God wants us to live within our marriage? Do our actions reflect our thoughts? Now, let's address this specific thought here. What if you're having thoughts of, I'm just not into my marriage anymore, but you're acting like you are? Whoa. And that happens way too much too. Think about it. Is that where you're sitting today in your marriage? Because if you are, there's a disconnect there. The whole thing is you're to connect them all together. That means they are what? Supporting each other. The heart to the thoughts, to the words, to the actions. If your thoughts are not connected with your actions, there's a disconnect there, which means what? Well, your actions eventually are going to be, oh, wait, I'm not feeling it anymore. And your hubby's going to be like, something's different. Don't know what, but something's different. This requires engagement on your part. And by engagement, I mean action to take aim. Action ignites motivation. God requires us to move in our life. He doesn't want us sitting on the sidelines. We are here to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And that love that we're supposed to give to our spouse is the greatest love ever. It's a honking huge responsibility. And we better start taking it seriously. Maybe you want help with this. You're like, I don't know, Christiane, I'm torn. Maybe I am disconnected with my thoughts and my actions. Maybe I say I love you, but really I'm thinking I would sure like some chocolate right now. That'd be a lot better. That's being honest. But that means also you need some help. And that's not a bad thing. Please understand that. I needed help. I still have coaches. I still go to counseling. Why? Because it's healthy. It brings a different perspective because I'm not perfect. And I bring people into my life. I share with them in a very intimate way as to what is going on where I can trust them to then help me better my marriage. If you want help with that, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. And it's free, meaning you aren't going to pay me anything. I'm here to serve you. I want to make sure that you have a strong foundation in your marriage. So let's talk about it, specifically your situation. Click on the link, Take Aim. That will begin our conversation. We'll get a call set up for you. You've got to be willing to put in the work. Your marriage is worth it. It's worth every effort. Your family is worth every effort. Your happiness is worth it. Maybe you're missing the sizzle in your own life. Maybe you're living out your dream, but in the four walls when you go home at night, there's just something missing. And no, it has nothing to do with those three-letter words that I know most people think, oh, but that's what we've got to talk about. No, it's so much more. Connecting the heart, the thoughts, the words, and the actions. Your happiness is worth it. Your family's worth it. Connect your heart to your actions. Where are you today? Because when you make time and invest in the well-being of your spouse, that's when you turn your vow to wow. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.